And so one of the main things that I learned.
WATV Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon-coming King awaits. Are you a writer, or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org.
Hello, Bride. Good evening. This is your host, Dr. June Knight, coming to you right outside of Nashville, Tennessee. I hope everybody's having a wonderful new year. I am so encouraged about what God is doing through this 40-day prayer initiative. Give it up tonight for the 2017 prayer team. Yay! I'm so excited to be here tonight with Dr. Judy Laird. She is in Atlanta, Georgia. How you doing, Dr. Judy?
Doing great. Thank you. Doing great. Happy
Dr.
New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year. Do you mind telling the bride a little bit about yourself and your ministry and how they can get in touch with you?
Well, June, the best, what I would like to say is, number one, I just want to be a representative of the kingdom of God, to love the unlovable, and to always be willing to bring restoration, whether it be in a marketplace, whether it be on a foreign soil of another nation. But be a light in a world that's full of darkness. And once again, we're excited that everybody is on this prayer call, whether it is during the week at 7:14 a.m. How this all started was, of course, when I, 2 years ago, was introduced to the book, The Prayer Circle, by Pastor Mark Batterson. And his whole thing, it's amazing how we go through seasons in our lives where sometimes we fervently pray, and then there's times that we have challenges. And this whole prayer call, the program on Facebook, whether it's on TV, it's to give a report about some of the things that have happened, because there are people that we have challenged to pray. And Mark Batterson says these words, and it's left an impact and resonated within my heart, and that is these specific words: the most tragic thing in the world or in an individual's life is when you don't pray and there's prayers that God wants to answer. So we're
okay, Dr. Judy, I'm gonna let Yvonne tell us about you and your ministry. This is Prophetess Yvonne Walker. Where are you at, Yvonne?
I am a suburb of Houston called Pearland, Texas, and the Lord uses me in the marketplace, and I'm in real estate, and I share my heart and help people one heart, one client, one family at a time, and giving them the word of God and believing with them and standing firm. And I just believe that the Lord has really used me in the sense of bringing unity and hooking up people together and helping them find Christ in the center of their home, along with teaching a book on the posture of prayer by Rick Torreson. And that's what we're focusing on right now, is just showing how people how to get in God's presence and just really hear him with clarity for directions for them.
Oh, that is so awesome. Okay. What about you, Prophetess Janice Cruz?
Praise God. I'm so thrilled. Thank you, Dr. June, for having us on tonight. I am a worshiper. God called me to be a worshiper many years ago. I've trained many, many people in prophetic worship to speak into the atmosphere and dance and call things in regions and all through extensive worship. I'm also a nurse. I've been a nurse for 40 years. I'm also a business owner. And so I am also one of those prophets out in the marketplace as well, speaking and declaring and wanting those people in this day and this hour to take what is rightfully ours, the territory that God has promised us through the word of God. And I'm an intercessor. I love to pray for people and intercede and train others and mentor others. So I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you for having me.
Okay, what about you, Apostle Steve and Karen Ashley? Where are y'all at?
Well, we're in the big city of Burleson, Texas, which is just south of the Fort Worth area. And we are so blessed to be again on the broadcast tonight and to be a part of this wonderful team. And to be honest, we are truly blessed to have both Dr. Judy and Janet as a covering for our ministry. And we recognize the authority. We recognize the anointing and the things that they bring, you know, to as a covering. And so I just was asking Janet a minute ago, how many years have we known each other? And it's been about 10 years, we realized. So we go back a long way. And a part of our ministry, I think the thrust of our ministry is unification. That really, I think, if you were put it in a single word, you'll hear me use a lot of times coming together as one man, because I know that if we can ever really understand that and really grab a hold of that covenant relationship, we will see the power of God move in ways that we have never known before. I guess our scripture that we use is Ephesians 4:11-13, and I love this version, and then I'll turn it back over to you. It's from the Message version. It's nothing new for most folks, but he handed out gifts above and below, filled heaven with his gifts, and filled earth with his gifts. He handed out gifts of apostle, prophet, evangelist, and pastor teacher to train Christ's followers in skilled servant work, working within Christ's body, the church, until, and this is the part we really love in this version, until we're all moving rhythmically and easily with each other. And that's the thing that we love about Dr. Judy and Janet is there's just no competition. We just flow together, and I'm going to be quiet and let Karen just say a real quick word. And thank you so much for allowing us to be on tonight.
Well, we are, as Steve said, we are very honored to be able to be on this broadcast with all these other mighty women and men of God. And we just, you know, our whole heart is our ministry is called God's Heart Ministry, because like Steve said, all we want to do is what God's heart is. And God's heart is to see his people set free, delivered, and being able to serve him the way that we know that they can serve him. So we just love God. We love people. We love to be able to just help them. And we just thank God for it.
Yes, amen. Okay, Dr. Judy, kick us off tonight, woman.
Would you like for me to kick off with a prayer, or do you want me to kick off with what we had discussed about what's taking place this week, or what would you like for me to do?
Yeah, go ahead and kick us off in prayer, and then we'll start with what God's been doing this week.
Father God, we just come before you, and Lord, it is always a privilege and an opportunity for the body of Christ to come together to lift you up. And Lord, tonight we want to lift up the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that during this 40-day period and time, consecrated time, set aside to get still, Lord, to turn off phones, to turn off internet, to turn and go with you, to go into that secret place. Lord, you have spoken that during this time, as we get quiet, as we seek your face and become consecrated, decrease so you can increase in us, we will experience the supernatural power of God. And so for that, I give you praise. We thank you in advance for every prayer that you're going to answer, just like the ones that you have answered. And so, Lord, we just also bless Pastor Mark Batterson for his wisdom on drawing the circle and taking the time on this 40-day prayer challenge as we pray for one another, as we pray for families, as we pray for our cities, our states, this nation, as we pray for the fivefold ministry, as we pray for the broken, and most importantly, Lord, that we pray for the lost and let there be an awakening in this nation, and let us prefer our brother, our sister before ourselves, and let us always decree and declare in our prayers, Father, let your will be done on earth in every earthen vessel as it is in heaven, in Jesus' name.
Yes. So, Dr. Judy, talk to us tonight. We have been doing this now this is the eighth day, and we have really been through a lot this week in the spirit, and I would love for you to talk to the bride about, you know, you're a prophet. Most of y'all on this line are prophets. I mean, what are you hearing that God is saying through this adventure this journey we're going down?
I think the key thing is to be obedient as you are seeking the Lord in a time of prayer and consecration. On the third day, there's a chapter that's entitled Amazing Things. And the key verse, and it's really very passionate in my heart, that when we seek him or when we pray for others, the most important thing is to not pray our will, but to stand on God's word. And on that first day, the theme scripture was Joshua 3:5. Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things. And in the very beginning, most everyone that knows anything about evangelism, there's an amazing British revivalist by the name of Dwight L. Moody. And his whole approach and the reason he brought transformation and revival everywhere, whether it was one or 2,000s, his whole approach in life is key. And these were some of his words. The world has yet to see what God will do with and for and through and in and by the man who is fully and wholly consecrated to him. So why not us?
Yes.
And I believe that this is what the whole purpose of this is, to strengthen the body of Christ, is to pray for the many, many needs that we see, we face every day. And on the first day, and then I'll turn it back to you so others can, you know, express. On January the 3rd, as we begin to seek the Lord, this is when I begin to journal, Lord, help me to consistently consecrate, commit without any procrastination in all walks of my life, spiritually, physically, because I am convinced more than ever that this time of consecration, this time of getting quiet and listening to you and praying for others, is the gateway through which God releases the supernatural power in our lives. I'm excited.
Yes, now, if you don't mind explaining just a little bit what the purpose is of this whole 40 days of prayer and fasting.
It's a time where we decrease. In other words, it's like Yvonne said, there is a book that's been written, and it's entitled The Power of Posture. So in a time of consecration, in a time of the prayer challenge, you know, you can turn on any of your TV programs. You can look at Facebook. You can go on social media. And one thing that I love about this time of the year is those that are really serious about the Lord, they want to reflect. They want to get quiet. And God is speaking. And we have Janet Cruz on the phone, who we prayed for her as we went over the chapter 3. And we prayed for Janet, who was having a procedure. And, of course, we didn't, you know, give her name because we wanted to give God all the glory, and we wanted to make sure that the prayer was handled correctly. But we all began to intercede, and if I remember correctly, I spoke and said there's a friend that's having a procedure, and the doctors have said they're going to check because they have seen a hole in her heart. And we prayed. We prayed for family that day. We prayed for many things. But what I believe this is all about is seeing the word of the Lord manifest in answered prayer. That's why most people take this time. At the end of, before the end of the day, the doctor came out, and I'm sure Janet would love to be able to give God the glory and express it, but the doctor came out and said there was no hole. So I believe that was the first of many, you know, answered prayer. I've had some people that have listened and everything have called, and they're talking about how they see an intervention in their families. We've prayed for the nation. We've prayed for President-elect Trump. And I believe at the end of the day, my dream is to rally the body of Christ in the power of unity and in the power of prayer, that we can see and give God all the glory. So, Janet, why don't you share? There may be someone listening tonight that may be getting ready to go for a medical procedure. There may be someone that has a loved one that maybe needs a healing in their body, and this is another way we can lift up the Lord.
Amen. About 6 months ago, I had a procedure done in the town that we were living in, and from this cardiologist, and the report was that I had what you call PFO and ASD, which is a genetic, it's a defect in the heart. It's a hole in the heart, and it develops when you are born. The hole doesn't close. Every baby has a hole, and it's supposed to close over time. Mine did not close, and they let me know that there is a hole in the heart. And so I just continued to go about my daily, you know, business, and wasn't feeling well, was having, you know, some manifestations in my body that seemed cardiovascular. And anyway, we have since been transferred, and we live in Flint, Texas now. And I decided to see a cardiologist over here. And when I did, he said, I want to do a more extensive test on you. I want to go down your throat to look behind the heart. I want to look in. I want to take a look that way. And when the procedure was over, I was awakened. My sister was at my bedside. She said, the doctor says your heart is absolutely normal. And I said, I want to speak to the doctor. Being a nurse, I want to ask him some questions. And to make a long story short, he came in and I said, where did I get the diagnosis of a hole in my heart? And he looked at me and he goes, I have no idea. Your heart is absolutely healthy and normal. And I just was just taken, you know, and I just like, oh, thank you, Lord. I don't doubt that the prayers that were prayed moved God. Something happened. It was a miracle. That's all I can say. There is no hole in your heart. I had the diagnosis given to me by one cardiologist. You have a hole in your heart. The second one, there is no hole. And I just praise the Lord God Almighty. So if there is anyone listening, There is nothing, absolutely nothing impossible for God Almighty. I am 62, going to be 63. If he will heal me at my age, it doesn't matter who you are, where you are, what the diagnosis is, he will roll the stone back and he will extend your life. I believe that's what he has done for me. He will do it for you too.
Yes. Amen. Dr. Judy, do you remember that first day when we did the prayer call and we was praying and you asked me to pray for the nation and I prayed that God would bring the healing rains and wash off the layer of taintedness in our nation, the layer of soil that we tainted through our sin and rebellion to God, and that he would come in like a tsunami wave and wash our nation clean and do a cleansing. Do you remember that?
Absolutely. I have it written down, yes.
That was a very profound word because we've heard many things since other, you know, from other prophets about the healing rains coming to our nation. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, exactly. Yeah, the Word of God says, and this is another reason, you know, there are many things in the Word of God that we believe are going to take place and manifest. And one of them is in the last days, he'll pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. And we believe there's going to be an outpouring of God's Spirit, that the throne room, the gates of heaven are going to open. In fact, one of the things that we have seen each day that we've prayed, the Holy Spirit has revealed certain things. And one of the main things he revealed was, and it's been confirmed over and over, I'm sure there's other, based on people that have contacted me, there's other people in the United States that are having these prayer calls and they're seeing God answer. And I think that the more you get together and the more you pray, we're going to see a great awakening. We're going to see a revival because people are crying out to God, Lord, wilt thou not revive us once again that your people may rejoice? How does a child of God rejoice? They rejoice when they see others coming to the kingdom of God. They rejoice when they experience the love that never fails, the love that covers the multitude of sin. I'm sure Janet Cruz, as well as all of her friends that are on the phone and family, rejoiced at the good report of the Lord. I believe as we have prayed for family, we are going to see families restored. There's a family that I have heavy on my heart, and I'm believing with every fiber of my being. And what happens, what's so unique about gathering together is there's power in unity. And also, I believe through the testimonies that we're receiving, there is going to be faith is going to rise up. The day that you had that vision, June, as I was taking notes, I saw us standing on the banks and water was coming up over our feet and washing back out to sea. And the soil land, the stuff that is not good was being washed away by the, and I believe it was a symbol of washing away by the water, by the written word. And so that's why it's very important that we do pray the Word of God. We appreciate everyone, and we want to pray. If you want to write, send a message to Facebook, I'm sure June and I will, all of us will pray over it. And everyone on this phone has had a part. I'm sure each one could share something that's taken place, but the purpose of it is to lift up Jesus, because the day of the one-man show, it's over. It's been over.
Amen.
God is trying to bring unity in the body of Christ.
Yes.
That's
yes.
why when you consecrate yourself, you turn inward. It's like Yvonne once again said, and there was something that happened to us when we went to Washington, D.C. We had both read this book. In fact, Yvonne is teaching some this week, I believe, on it. It's when you, the power of the, when you take a time of fasting and prayer and consecration in every area of your life, your flesh dies daily. And it's where you allow your flesh to die for the Holy Spirit to rise up in you. And that's what I see happening, and that's the greatest thing that can happen. Pastor Frank Jensen Franklin proclaimed one of the best messages I've ever heard on fasting yesterday. And it's amazing how he brought it together and what takes place. There's victory on the other side of prayer when you believe. The Bible says if thou canst believe, all things are possible. And I'm sure as each one will express and as we pass the mic, we are believing for impossibilities. In other words, something we can't fix, something the listening audience cannot fix, but through God, through fasting, through prayer, through coming together in unity, we'll see some miracles take place.
Yes, amen. Now, Steve, for you and Miss Karen, what have y'all experienced this week since you began the praying?
Well, you know, what we have come to realize is, as Dr. Judy said, is when you put your attention, it's almost like the prodigal son. Once we turn back towards the Father, he is running towards us. And so when we, as this week and this time has come, you know, sometimes we realize we get so busy. And I think for us, between moving and just so many things that were going on, we really and truly realized we were just kind of road weary, I guess, to be honest with you. And so this week we have refocused, and I think and just the commitment to join like-minded people, to come together again as one man, and just to say, you know, we're laying aside our flesh, we're laying aside the things that we would normally be doing at this time, sometimes being asleep being the case on a Sunday morning or whatever. And we've just said, we're focusing on the heart of God. We're focusing on the things that matter to God, and we're trying to hear what he says. And I think the strategies is also what we're seeing. We were talking to a friend of ours just yesterday who was talking about some dire situations they were facing. And in the midst of our praying with them and talking with them, you know, the word the Lord gave us was that if you use the same weapons that were in a different season, you're not going to have this. You're not going to have the victory. So with each season that you're coming into, he gives us a new set of weapons, a new set of tools, a new way to approach the same thing so that we can be victorious in that season that we're facing.
Wow, that is powerful, Steve. Now, Steve, as we have asked you many times this week to pray for other people, we have had many different people send in prayer requests and stuff. Do you feel that that's an honor to partner with God for those people?
Oh, absolutely.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. We truly do. Because, you know, as Joe prayed for his friends, he himself realized the manifestation of what God wanted to do to restore him. And so every time that we have an opportunity to pray for someone, you know, we're always realizing that those are seeds that are sowing, and that they're going to come back, because God's heart is for redemption. His heart is for resurrection. You know, his heart is to restore. His heart is to bring people back to him. So anytime that you can pray for someone and stand in the gap with them, I think you take away a little bit of what the enemy's tool is to, you know, for people to think, I'm alone. There's no one else facing this problem. There's no one else facing this situation. And even as Janet shared a little bit ago, you know, people that have faced holes in their heart, you know, they're facing that and they're wondering, what am I going to do tomorrow? I'm seeing the doctor at 8 o'clock in the morning, and fear is gripping them. And all of a sudden now Janet comes on and says, oh no, you don't understand my God. You don't know the God that I see. And, you know,
right?
So that's what I think about it.
Yes. Now let me ask you this, Yvonne. Is it you or Janet, the one that has the children in the military, and we spent some time praying for the military?
I do, Dr. June. Yvonne does. That's me, Yvonne.
Okay, Yvonne, if you don't mind talking to us a little bit about the time that we have spent this weekend praying for the nation and praying for the military, for you being a military mother, how does that make you feel when we're able to partner with God for our nation?
Words can't even express it. The unity to know that there are other people out there praying not only for our nation, but our children, my children. It's like every day when I speak to somebody, whether it's a client or person on I call it the work field, it's like them on the battlefield. If I pray for them and take care of God's people, I believe and I trust in that you out there are praying for my people, which are my children. It's an amazing feeling to hear and see people praying, getting on their knees. When Dr. Judy and I went over to Washington, D.C., and we went over to Arlington Cemetery, and we made it for the funeral procession, and we heard the taps, and we heard them play the Star Spangled Banner and God Bless America, we were at our knees. And I was so humbled that I know of. I don't believe that Judy personally has a son or a daughter in the military, but she was on her knees wailing and travailing for a mother or a wife that lost a child. And I personally could feel the empathy also, because you don't know, but you're trusting in and relying upon. And so when people corporately get together and they pray, I'm going to tell you, it is very humbling, and I'm forever grateful how God unifies us together to pray for our nation and for our children, our men and women, our mothers and fathers out there that are serving our country, and even for the falling, that they're not forgotten and it wasn't done in vain.
Yes, amen. What do you say about that, Dr. Judy? I know that's dear to your heart as well.
You know, it was very dear to my heart. And then right after that, of course, just a couple of weeks ago, I had a brother-in-law that passed, and it was my first time to do a memorial service for a former veteran. One of the things about this, you know, you were asking about consecration. Why are we doing this? And I think this is key, and this is why we're going to see more and more of our prayers answered. On page 29 of Draw the Circle, consecration means we no longer call the shots. We give God veto power. His word is the final word, whether it's the Holy Scripture or the Holy Spirit. Consecration is death to self. And one of the things, if Jesus is truly our example, when it was time for him to pray, before he, you know, when he went to Gethsemane, there's times of intense intercession. And it was so intense at the crucifixion, Jesus was literally sweating drops of blood. You can imagine the tears that were dropping from his eyes. He was facing the greatest test of his life, so he prayed through the night. And three times he prayed a prayer of consecration. My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not my will, but as you will. And I believe that those that are calling in, those that show up on Facebook, those that tune in, those that hear about this, that I believe that they will see answered prayers, not because we're anything. We're just obedient servants of the Most High God, using the Word of God to lift Jesus up, to pray deliverance, healing, restoration, hope. There are many people, you know, and like in Baton Rouge, they had the flood. There's still thousands of people that are still waiting for their homes. And I believe the prayer that we pray with a heart of compassion, because of consecration, because of taking time to get along with the Lord, because of giving up Janet Cruz, Yvonne, Karen DePlessis, Dr. June Knight, everyone, Steve, Karen, Ashley, they're giving up their time to be able to pray for people. And I believe that because of that, we're saying, Lord, let your will be done, and use me as a prayer warrior to pray for those that need help, like we did today about the inauguration. I believe God sees our hearts, and we're going to remain humble before the Lord and lift Jesus up, and God's word will not return void.
Yes, amen. Now, Dr. Judy, I would like to talk to you about that, about the inauguration. Bride, today we spent the whole day praying for the inauguration. God put that on your heart last night, Dr. Judy. Would you mind sharing a few of the facts that you shared with everybody this morning about what takes place on the day of inauguration, which we did address this morning in prayer?
Yes. You know, there are certain offices or there are certain mandates that, and it's very humbling for me, many, many years ago, it was prophesied over me that I had a governmental mantle. And I've had the privilege to go before 14 heads of nations. But this summer, seeing the need, I had actually three or four international trips that were scheduled from Israel to South Africa to Sweden. I postponed all those trips because the Holy Spirit dealt with my heart that I had a responsibility for the nation that I called home. And all I can tell you is since Yvonne would have to give the dates in August that we went, or I can't even remember the month we went. We traveled so much this year. But when I went to Washington, D.C., and I began to stand in front of the Capitol, and we began to go and pray, and we went to Lincoln Memorial. Every place we went, we walked the streets and we prayed for our nation. Because the Lord spoke to me from January of last year all the way to this year, the power of prayer would bring victory to our nation. We saw things happen that most believers never thought. Yes, we saw violence. Yes, we saw prejudice. Yes, we saw so many different things. And we're still praying. But even through adverse circumstances, I saw leaders like Cindy Jacobs and others stand up and be bold and address prejudice and address hatred and address things that most people would say, you know, I can't say anything about that. But I still see that prayer. So last night, before I went to bed, I was up most of the night, the Lord dealt with me to look at the inauguration, to look at the schedule. And, of course, I sent you a message. And as I began to study once again and do research on facts, of course, we can't believe everything that we have in the media. But I do believe the facts, an uninformed believer is a defeated believer. So there's things that we do need to research. Well, a lot of people would tell me, I'm not watching the news anymore. I'm not going to do any search. It's too negative. That's why we have the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit can quicken to us, that's not true, or this is true, or the Holy Spirit can say, this is the way I want you to pray. And so I began to do some research about the schedule of the inauguration, which is, of course, supposed to take place on the 20th, and I discovered some things based on this information that we needed to pray about. And so we begin to pray today concerning the itinerary. And one of the first things that happens in an inauguration is the future president, Donald Trump, will be staying at a place, I believe it's called the Blair House. And he will go and stay there because he will have coffee with President Obama. And, of course, everybody's been praying for a smooth transition. What is a smooth transition? A smooth transition would be something that is peaceful. We found out in the research, and I believe that Karen Ashley took some notes, there are six clergy that are going to speak and read at this particular inauguration. They are going to come forth, and they're going to, I'm sure, share their hearts. Men and women are one woman of different faith. And even as I called their names out, and we read those today, I addressed those that were listening. Now, I may call a name out, and you may not agree with this believer. But instead of us attacking and saying, why are they letting that person do this? Why not pray and say, Lord, use that person. in a way that will be profound based on your word. And that's what we did today. So we called the six people's names out. We talked about when President-elect Trump is inaugurated, that truly the commitment, the covenant that he is making with this nation to do some of the things that he has said that he would do, that there would be fear pushed off this nation, and that we would believe and continue to pray, just like we pray. I'm going to be quite honest. I don't agree with some of the things that President Obama has done. However, the Word of God told me to pray for our leaders. We must pray for our president now and our president that's coming into office. And sometimes we can't get in the soulless realm. We found out that there's going to be a young woman that's going to sing the national anthem that won this contest, if you may. I've never watched the program. I've heard about it. That youth are talented and gifted in this nation. America has talent. And this young woman is going to sing. We need to pray for her. We need to pray that there's no fear. We need to pray that in this time of transition, that literally in the ceremony, I know people, there's going to be over 1 million people attend this inauguration. There will be protesters, June, and we've got to pray that there's no casualties and that the families of the leaders the future leaders will be protected. And I just believe that God some kind of way is going to get the glory. I found out during research, and this will be the last thing I share, that the president, our first president of this nation, George Washington, you know, everybody, Dutch Sheets, Chuck Pierce, some of Jennifer LeClaire, different ones, even myself, there was several services that I took the Appeal to Heaven flag with me. What was that about? That was making our appeal to heaven. And George Washington, as he faced the British Army, he made his appeal. In other words, God, if you don't do this, it's not going to happen. I believe that the church in America and nations around the world are making their appeal to heaven. That's what this consecration is all about. I also discovered that George Washington, and I didn't know this, I'm sure we have some historical teachers and researchers on the line, I did not know until I sought the facts that George Washington, the inauguration, when he was placed into office, it took place, imagine this, in New York City in a building by Wall Street. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, here this future president's coming in. To me, that was significant, a fact I didn't know anything about. And so they're going to have 7 marching bands. They're going to have 6 clergy, ministers, to read and to proclaim the word of God. And then, as usual, when a president leaves office, they get on a helicopter usually and leave and go to Andrews Air Force Base and then leave the city. But what has been reported in the news, and according to the itinerary, President Obama is not going to leave Washington, D.C. He's remaining there. So we must pray, and we must continue to pray over. We've got, how many days did we say? 11 days to pray.
Yes, ma'am.
And we're going to decree that there will be a smooth transition, and this will be a history-making inauguration that we give God the glory and His will be done.
Yes, Lord. Amen. I have been tweeting, Bride, as I was saying before, I've been tweeting the words that the Holy Spirit brings in my spirit that these speakers are saying, and sharing them and tagging our president and tagging the President of the United States. That's the good thing, Bride, about tweeting is you can tag people that you want to hear what it is that you're having to say. Okay, now, if y'all don't mind, I'm going to take a few minutes before we start our prayers, and I'm going to ask each one of you something. Listen, I cannot have such power speakers on this broadcast without asking them to give a word to the nation. What is it that you hear God saying to our nation? If you had 5 minutes to talk to our nation, what would you say? And we'll start with Janet Cruz. What would you say to the nation, Miss Janet?
I believe with all of my heart, just as Zechariah 4 says, now the angel who talked with me came back and wakened me as a man who is wakened out of his sleep. I believe with all of my heart that God's grace has totally been upon this nation, and that He has turned back, because there was a remnant that got on their knees and began to cry out to God and began to repent and ask God's forgiveness. And His word says, yes, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. Then will I heal their land. And I believe with all of my heart that those prayers that have gone out ahead of all that has taken place, the remnant that has been praying, that God came back and He turned back and He's awakening the America. He's awakening the Church of the Living God. And I believe with all of my heart that we have just begun. We have just begun. It's like God is saying, it is my time now, Church. Will you get with the agenda of heaven? Will you continue to get on your knees? Will you continue to repent? Will you continue to bless Israel? Will you continue to do my agenda, not your agenda? And before we got on this call tonight, I said, Lord, what are you doing? And I know that many prophets have gotten many different words, as Prophet Judy was even speaking about. But I believe that you know, many have said this is the 2017 is breakthrough year. 2017 is this. 2017 is that. And I said, Father, what do you say to me? What do you say?
Yes.
He said to me, He said, this year will be a year of reset. This year will be a year of realignment. This year will be a year of restoration. Recompense, what you have lost will be restored. This year is a year of reestablishment. And He said, this year my people will realize who they are like never before. And it all comes from the foundation of prayer.
Wow.
Praise God. Glory
that
to God.
Is
so why is God raising up the prophets to declare and to prophesy and to stir the people of God back into prayer? Because as we come together as one man, as we come together unified, the power of God is released. And it's like I shared with y'all yesterday on the prayer time that we had, or maybe it was this morning, and a woman of God had been taken into the throne of God, had been taken into heaven, and she was taken into a room that is in heaven. It's called the male room. And the angels, it was as far as she could see, and the angels of the Lord were in that room, and they were moving about, and they were getting mail and gifts, and they were putting it under their wings, and they were taking off, and they were being released into the earth to bring the mail, the gifts that God had released, and they were being released because people were praying specifically for needs. But there were those in this mail room, these angels, that were just standing there. And they had mail underneath their arm, underneath their wings. And this woman said, what are those? What are those? Why aren't they moving? And the Lord spoke and said, that's the mail. Those are the gifts. Those are the answers to prayers that have never been prayed. And the angels are standing waiting to be released for someone to pray. So I believe this year is a year that truly the troops are being rallied together, and God will reset, realign, restore, recompense, reestablish, and we will realize, because we've been on our knees, who he is in us. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord.
Ooh, that is powerful, sister. Come on now.
Glory to God.
What about you, Yvonne?
Well, as I've been seeking the Lord since January the 1st, been fasting, like Judy's been saying, Power of a Posture, I've been reading this book, and it's been really humbling, and it's really God that's calling the church to a lifestyle, and the posture of the humility is what really attracts God. First, it's personally, and then we can come in corporately. And it's really dealing with matters of the heart so that we're not offended, so that we can walk boldly before the throne. And then we can ask for Psalms 2:8. Ask me, and I will give you the nations as your inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth for your possessions. You know, we're going to stand in agreement for the nations and who God is putting and appointing right now in this time. It's very pivotal right now that we get on our knees and we deal with our matters of our heart so that we can take the throne of God violently by force the kingdom, you know, and that we can say there to the open heavens, you know, I'm going to stand before you, God, and believe that who you're putting in, it talks about us praying for our leaders, Lord, that we're going to be able to believe that they're going to hear from you, Lord, and that, Father, they're going to hear and that we're going to be able to move on earth just like an army. The way I see it is, you know, we have a master in chief, is the way my son always tells me in the military. He says, our master in chief, Lord, Mom, is, you know, our president. He's the high chief. And that's what we have with God. And I believe God can speak to our president and bring these people corporately together that can speak into his life. And I believe that doing that, you know, he's going to hear from heaven. We're standing and interceding with that as we get on our knees and we start humbling ourselves. And it's not about me, but it's about us praying together in unity and believing for our nation and our president and moving and praying for him and that he moves on our behalf. God will move on our behalf, I'm sorry. So I'm looking at it as corporately going in together as in a battlefield, strategically in praying and believing that God can move here on earth. And that's how my heart is. Looking at it on a standpoint from a battlefield, like for my kids that are in the military, I'm just so excited how he's going to come in and he's going to strategically place people in the places where they need to be and speak forth his word, and it's going to come to pass. When you talked about the rain, I believe it is time for that rain. I believe that season is here, and it's now, and it's since 2017, and I'm just standing on that.
Yes, that's a powerful word, sister. Okay, what about you, Steve and Karen?
Well, one of the things that, you know, came to my mind about, you know, the president, Donald Trump, coming in, he's being inaugurated on the 20th. And 20th means it's waiting and expectancy. It's the number that God associates with prayer and expecting God to do something big. It's associated with the prophetic. So we are just prophesying, declaring, and decreeing that in the name of Jesus, that Donald Trump, our new president, will be the man of God that he called him to be, and he will stand up and be the Christian that to lead this world and to lead this nation. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, right now, that you are going in and you are reversing things that have already been put into place because you are causing him to rise up, to be who you have called him to be, to take this nation to the place that you want it to go. So, Father, we thank you for it. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Good work, Karen.
It is. Yeah, I tell you, and I love you know, just hearing what the Lord is saying to Eve, the people that are involved with this phone call, knowing some myself personally, and I started to say something initially, but the Lord kind of stopped me as I was kind of like in mid thought, and I'm going to ask him about having these dual conversations one day when I get to heaven. But anyway, you know, the thing that I was hearing very clearly was that it's a year for the prophets to really fine-tune their hearing, because all of us heard last year, we heard doom, we heard gloom, we heard well-known TV ministers, we heard others that were saying it's all over with, we deserve hell, we deserve condemnation, we deserve this, we deserve that, it's all over with. And there was only a few prophets like Kim Clement and Bob Griffin and Dr. Judy and Janet and others that that I know that they were saying, no, God's not through with this country. He's not through with this land. And I think there's a two part of this. I think that there is a church that has seen Donald Trump as a savior and has now relaxed their spiritual muscles and are kind of just saying, well, it's done. That battle's won. But then there's the group that says, oh, no, no, we have just signed up. We have just, this thing has just got started. And now is the time when we enter in. And it's a dangerous season for those that are prophetic to speak things that are not from the throne of God. It is a dangerous season to just say, thus saith the Lord, and to not know that you are truly hearing from, you know, from the throne room of God. And so I think for all of us, it's a year to really fine tune our hearing, to sharpen our swords, and to pray with wisdom and to pray with understanding like we've never prayed before. That, like I said earlier, the weapons of warfare from last year's warfare is not going to work in this new season that we're in. So that's what I really do.
Go ahead, brother.
Now, that's all I was saying. I believe that it's a time for, as Dr. Judy has said, the one-man show is over with. And I think it's a time for those, you know, we've heard this through several ministries that God's raising up, he's tearing down, he's bringing to the forefront. He's putting some on the bench that have been in the front lines, and he's taking others from the bench and putting them out in the field. And I think it's a year of realignment, rearrangement, and it's a year where, for me and myself and in our household, you know, we have just said, Lord, you know, let us not utter a word, let us not speak a prayer, let us not say anything unless we know that it is the Spirit of God that is giving it to us to say.
Yes, that is awesome. Okay, Dr. Judy, what about you? What do you say?
I believe what the Lord has shown me, we're going to see the same manifestation that Jehoshaphat saw when he was facing great destruction, the army coming against him. I believe that the church has. There have been leaders all over this nation that have pulled the body of Christ together, that have pulled, just like when Jehoshaphat, what he did, there's been gatherings all over this nation. And what he did is he put all the men of Judah with their wives and children and the little ones and stood before the Lord. And what was so amazing, like Dr. Yvonne said, the power of posture, it was the Spirit of the Lord that came and dealt with a prophet to speak to Jehoshaphat. But it took him coming and bowing and standing before the Lord and basically making his appeal to heaven. And then the prophet spoke, and I believe this is a word that we can stand on for our own nation, because as you well know, in the past month, there's been anger, there's been fear, there's been doubt, there's been people that have felt hopeless, like Steve was saying. There were people that were saying there's no hope for America anymore. And I imagine Judah felt just like this. But what actually happened, the prophet spoke, and if I could speak anything over our nation, it would be the exact same words. And the words that were spoken, he said, listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, I'm saying to all who live in America that desire to see America great again, he spoke and he said, this is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the vast army, or don't be afraid because of the challenges. Don't be moved by what it looks like. Don't be moved by what you hear. Just be moved by what you believe. And what the words that he spoke were something for us to stand on, no matter what, for the battle is not yours, but God's. And then he told them to go out on the next day to march against them and told them exactly where to go. But during those verses from 15 all the way down to 17, he says three times, you will not have to fight this battle. Take your positions and stand firm and see the deliverance that the Lord will give you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out and face them, and the Lord will be with you. And once again, the power of posture. They went out, and Jehoshaphat bowed with his face to the ground. And all of the people of Judah and Jerusalem, they fell down in worship. And guess what happened? because of the consecrated group of people that honored God, that reverenced God, because the fear of the Lord is returning to the church. Because without God, what would we do? But we are realizing that God is our source. I believe these two-edged swords that I saw released from heaven, it was a sign to me that, you know, God's word is sharper than any two-edged sword. And these two-edged swords are what we are speaking. Because I know that there's one thing for sure, God's word will not fail. And we've been praying, and this is what I believe prophetically the Lord is instructing us to believe and stand on Hebrews 4 and 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of faith and of joint and marrow, and is, come on, it's of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. I believe that just like Jehoshaphat humbled himself and assembled everybody, we have an assembly on this call. We have an assembly on Facebook. We'll have an assembly as you tweet things, as we put things on Instagram, because we're going to cause the heart to look to the hills from which cometh their help. And guess what happened? As they begin to worship, as they begin to humble themselves, the enemy turned on each other and were literally destroyed. So the battle was not theirs. And I believe that 2017 is the year of the breakthrough. The Hebrew word for breakthrough is Lashah. It is a place east of Jordan. It's where they crossed over. And I believe there's a crossing over. I believe there's a redefining. I believe there's alignments for assignments. I believe the prophets are coming out of the caves. I believe apostles, true apostles, whether they be men or women, that they are going to parent. They're going to father. They're going to mentor. They are going to see their sons and their daughters. They're not, apostles are not going to be intimidated. They want to see their sons and their daughters surpass anything they've ever done. The attributes of a leader, the attributes of a good parent. At 66, I want the people that the Lord brings in my life, I want them to surpass anything I've ever done. I believe there's going to be a sound of worship. And I believe children at very small ages in this nation, as this nation is returning like never before, as this nation is unifying like never before, we will see John 14 take place. Those of us that are on the call, myself, I've got 6 grandchildren. Janet's got grandchildren. You have grandchildren. Steve and Karen have grandchildren. Yvonne, our grandchildren, they're going to surpass anything we've ever done, because they're going to be devoted to Christ. And we're going to teach them from the mistakes that we've made, because it is truly a new day. And in humility is the prerequisite to the power of the Holy Spirit. And I say there will be miracles, signs, and wonders. And when God restores, it's better than before. And when we humble ourselves, God will empower us with dominion and authority like God's original intent. That's my word.
Amen. America will be great. I would like to say a few things. You know, I've interviewed over 250 ministers over the past 2 years, and I've heard the cry of God. These ministers, most of them don't even know each other. It's like God just divinely puts me with people, but I hear what the Spirit is saying. He builds upon everyone. 2 years ago, I heard him saying that the bride was in the caves, that they was hurt, that the church had hurt them, you know, the prophets pushed them out and all this stuff. But he talked about when they come out of the caves, how they come out in unity. They were locking arms, and as they was coming down the hill, there was an army of demons waiting to fight this unified bride. But when the bride walked down, they was bruised up and battered, but they had their armor on. It was beat up, but they had it on, but they were locked arms. But when they come down the hill, the harvest was on the other side of the demonic army. They knew they had to get through this demonic army to get to the harvest. When they come to the demons, when the demons was fighting the church did something very amazing. This vision is from Joshua Fontaine. He said that the church was in unity. They were battling these demons back to back, and they wouldn't do anything apart. It was all together. And as they were fighting this army of demons, they were encouraging one another. You can do this, brother. We can do all things through Christ. And then they was singing Amazing Grace while they're fighting these demons. And all of a sudden, the glass wall come down, and the millions and billions of harvest come in. So it is about us coming together in unity. The second thing I want to say that I've heard from God is, I've had many come on the broadcast last year and the year before that were the gloom and doom. And then I heard both sides, but I heard the greatest message of why this is happening. It was through David Meeks in Picayune, Mississippi. He preached. He said, I asked the Lord, why do we have prophets saying doom and gloom? Why do we have the ones saying nothing's going to happen, everything's going to be okay? He said God spoke to him and said they're both right. If America does not get on their knees, I'm showing these people what will happen. So I believe America knew we was on the brink. I mean, we all knew it, that we was on the brink of a collapse and all this stuff happening. So everybody got on their face, sought the Lord. God had mercy. He had mercy, and even the ones that did have the dreams and visions of all the gloom and doom, they are rejoicing. We're all rejoicing together. Thank you, God, that you had the mercy upon our nation. And this pastor here in Hohenwald, he said this, John Rawdon, he said that he believes that God has opened up a window of opportunity to the church, a grand window. That if we will take this time that God has given us and not be slumbered, just like y'all said on the call, not be slumbered and lax with this time and not be easy with it, but take it by storm and say, yes, Lord, you've given us 4 years that we know of for sure. So we're going to go in there, accomplish the mission that you have called us all to, and we're going to take the harvest by storm, and we're going to use this opportunity and not let it go by. So that's what I hear God saying, is that he wants us to pull together in unity and do what God has called us to do. And all these ministers I've had on this broadcast, I have prayed for every one of them that God would help them to accomplish their mission. Y'all listen, you bride that's watching this on Facebook and listening on Blog Talk Radio, please hear my heart. I've heard your cries. I've heard you saying, I believe in God for amazing things. I believe in God for buildings. He's telling me I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and it seems so impossible. I have partnered with you, bride, for God to give that to you. And now God is saying, yes, the time has come. He is going to give us the money, bride. He is going to give us supernatural wealth to accomplish these amazing visions that we cannot do on our own. That's why he gives these to us, so that we can do this. Now is the time for us to do this. Most of them have been through great trials, great testings. God has purged them and sifted them and tested them and tried them. They have been through the fire. And just like Dr. Judy said, they're coming out of the cave now. They're coming out strong. And Dr. G, I believe it was you or one of y'all the other day on the prayer broadcast, and I heard you say it too, Steve. Y'all said it will not be the big names. This move of God that's coming is going to be everybody. He's going to use the ones that have no name. So it is a new dawning, a new era upon the church. And how exciting, prayer team, for us to live in at such a time as this. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Okay, well, we're going to take time and we're going to pray whatever the Holy Spirit gives you to pray. So we will start off with Yvonne. Go ahead, Yvonne, and pray.
Father, I thank you right now for those that are listening. And Father, yes. for those that dare to even believe right now, Father, for the 2017 word that you're talking about, the money coming. Father, yes. I believe in their faith with them. I mix my faith with them, believing, God, if you've done it for one, you can do it for your people, for another. You're not a respecter of persons. Father, I thank you for the creativity and the way that you're going to bring it in. Father, I thank that you would cultivate it in their spirit and you would give them visions and dreams. Father, I thank yes. that you would bring alongside another to encourage them to speak into their life. Right now, we speak into their life and we say, I believe with you. And I am in agreement that God can bless you. Father, right now, if there's any reason why they can't believe in faith for it, Lord, whether it's just even a 16th of an inch of unbelief, Father, help them with the unbelief because they do have belief. But, Father, help them where they're at for not being able to believe that these things are really tangible and possible. Father, I thank you right now that they are possible because you said with everything, all things are possible through you in Christ Jesus. You said in Philippians 4:11, Lord, I stand on your word and I believe you, Lord. Father, you've done it for me. You can do it for another. Father, I thank you right now that, Lord, the provisions are going to be made, that they're not going to lack spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically, or financially. Father, whatever their need is today, Father, I ask that you would meet that need. And I thank you, Lord, that you're a God of a yes and amen because we are your children. And this is the year, Lord, that you choose to bless us as we are looking to you and going in humility into your word, Father, and pressing in and posture to you, Father, to hear what you have to say. So, Father, right now I stand in agreement with everybody that is believing for 2017 for the change to come in, Father, in their lives, Lord. I believe right now, and I mix my faith with theirs. And I just thank you, Lord, that this is possible. Again, because you are a God of possible, you are a God of miracles and signs and wonders. And I just thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Okay, what about you, Steve?
Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, and I just come in agreement with the prayers that have been prayed. And Father, for those that I just see question marks, what does the new year hold? What is going to happen? You know, how is this going to happen? What's going to happen? And Father, I just thank you for the reminder of Psalms 91, because they have set their love upon you, that you will deliver them, that you will set them on high because they know your name. They will call upon you and you will answer them. You will be with them in trouble. You will deliver them. You will honor them. And with long life, you will satisfy them and show them your salvation. Father, we just thank you right now for the promise of your word. We thank you that no matter what the floods and the tides and everything else look like, Father, we just thank you that Jesus can say, peace, be still. Father, we just thank you right now that as we come together and have humbled ourselves, that you are healing our land. We thank you, Father God, that you are moving mightily on our behalf. We thank you for the opportunity to pray and to stand with. We thank you, like Paul said, Father, to weep with those that weep, to laugh with those that laugh. And Father God, we rejoice, for we know that this year is a year of victory. We declare it. We decree it. We thank you for it, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for lifting people's face right now. I thank you for those, Father, that have come out of 2016 and despair, and they've just not even known what to do. The 2017 is the year where their face is going to be lifted up. As they begin to praise you, as they begin to worship you, that all of a sudden the chains are going to fall off. The spirit of heaviness is going to leave. The oil of gladness is going to replace it. And Father God, they will have a garment of praise that will draw people to them. And Father, we honor you and glorify you and praise you and thank you for what you're about to do this year in Jesus' name.
Yes, okay, Miss Karen.
Father, we do. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, first of all, that we've had the privilege to be able to come to you with these mighty women that and
yes,
men
Lord.
God are here to pray, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that we lift each and every one of them up, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that your hand is upon each and every one of these ministries, God, first of all. We thank you, Lord, that their heart is right, God, and they want what you want for this country, God, and we thank you for it. And, Father, I just thank you. I give you all the praise and the glory and the honor, God, that you allow us, God, to be a part of this, to lift up your name,
your name, God, above every name of any of this that's going on, because it's all about you, Father. It's about you coming in and taking the reins. And we thank you for it, Father. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, because we love you with all our heart. In Jesus' name.
All right. What about you, Janet Cruz?
Hallelujah, Father. God, I just thank you so much, and I'm in agreement with every prayer that has been prayed. Father, I just thank you, God, that we are in such a new, fresh time in our lives, God. And, Lord, I just thank you that just like Zechariah, when the angel came and awakened him, you've come back to this land, Father God. And I just
feel
in my spirit, Lord God, that there are so many that are on this call and their families are sound asleep. And Father, I say to the angels, go, go. This is the time to go and shake them, their family members, shake them and wake them out of their slumber. Wake them, Father, in this nation, all throughout this nation, those that are believing, Lord God, for their family members, for their loved ones, for their children, for their grandchildren, for their husbands, for their wives, for those who have gone to sleep spiritually, Lord God, that you will revive them, that the angel will shake and awaken them, and they will come alive again. And Father, for those who have lost the fervor to pray, that Father God, for those who have lost the fire, for those, God, who have just had to walk into mediocrity, Father, in this nation and in the church, that God, these angels that are being released from heaven will literally reposition their hearts and cause a fire once again to burn, cause them to wake up and to see and to hear and the strategies of heaven, and that they too will become a part of this end-time revival, this end-time church that will be a voice in the earth like never before. Compromise no longer. Compromise complacency no longer. But rise up in this hour in the name of Jesus and be who God has called you to be in this day, in this age, for the kingdom of God. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord. And I speak to those, God, that are in the marketplace, that are in businesses. And I say, Father, use them, anoint them, awaken them to where you have them now to be used for the honor and glory of the Lord. Father, thank you that the sleeping giant is awakening, and he is coming forth through us, through your people like never before. And Father, you will and are blowing the trumpet over this nation to speak clearly. And we are marching to the orders from heaven. And God, I thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Now, who just called in from the phone number, area code 919?
Renee.
Oh, hey, Renee, are you calling in for us to pray for you?
Yes, I am. I was up here before I had to hang up.
Go ahead, Renee.
I apologize. I was up here from another number, but I had to hang up on that phone. I've been up here for a while.
Okay. Do you want us to pray for you?
Oh, yes. I'm not in a rush, but yes, I would like prayer.
Okay, is there any specific thing you would like for us to pray for you?
No, just have the Holy Spirit lead you guys.
Okay, who would like to pray for this lady? Janet, would you like to pray for her?
Father, thank you. Placing Renee is your name, correct? Is your name Renee?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Praise God. Father, I just praise you, Lord God. And I sense a spirit of discouragement upon this sister. And Lord,
yes.
I just pray, Father God, right now that Father, that you, we lift her into you. We lift up her arms, Father God. Whatever battles she has been going through, Father, we just lift her arms up before you. And I'm reminded that God, when Moses dealt when his arms were lifted, the victory was being won. We stand together and lift up her arms, and we say in the name of Jesus, victory, victory, victory. We say where there's been defeat, where there's been discouragement, where there's been confusion of any kind, that Lord God, that you would just give her clarity. Father, may the joy of the Lord be her strength, Father God. Lord, whatever she has need of, you know it. You see it. You're on it, Father. So, God, we just say yes and amen to your perfect will being accomplished in her life. And I thank you, Father, that she has clarity of mind. She has the peace of God that passes all understanding. And the joy of the Lord is just poured upon her, Father, to bring strength into her. And God, I thank you, Father God, for meeting every need, physically, spiritually, financially, and mentally, in every the whole package we ask to be brought to our sister. In Jesus' name, have your way, have your will in her life, in the name of Jesus.
Is there anyone else that would like to pray for her? I believe we have another caller on the line. Is there anyone else that would like to pray for this lady? Okay, well, ma'am, I pray that you was blessed tonight. Thank you for calling in. Okay, who is this caller on the line with the area code 919904? What's your name?
Hello. My name is Tasha. How are you all?
Okay. We're doing good. Is there anything we can pray for you about tonight? Anything specific?
Yes, ma'am. I'm needing direction and also a financial breakthrough.
Okay. Well, who would like to pray for Miss Tasha?
I'd be glad to pray for her.
Go ahead. Whoever said you'd pray for him, let's pray for him.
Is it Tasha, right, Tasha?
Tasha.
Lord, I just thank you for Tasha right now. Father, I thank you, Lord, that she's coming humbly before your throne and gathering and asking for petition of prayer for her finances, Lord. Father, I thank you right now that she's your daughter. She's the bride. And, Lord, that you are so willing. Father, I just encourage her, Lord. In Jeremiah 29, it says that you have plans for her, to prosper her, Lord, to restore her fortunes to her. And when she seeks you, she will find you. Lord, I ask right now, Father, as she's seeking to you right now, Father, would you answer this prayer, Father? Father, I have seen in my own personal life, Lord, that when I had nothing else to say, and Lord, in the nights when I cried out, Lord, as I believe she does, Lord, and she says, Lord, where are you? You're there, Lord. Lord, you're there at all times. You've never forsaken her and you've never left her. Lord, when she cries out and she doesn't know what else to pray for anymore, Father, you're simply, it was eloquent what David, King David said. He just simply said, help, and you rescued him. Lord, right now I'm asking you to rescue her in her situation where she's needing the finances. Father, would you bring this financial breakthrough? We call it forth right now as though it were. We thank you, Lord, with expectancy we believe with her, knowing rest assured that, Father, if you clothe the bird and you cover them and you feed them, Lord, what more wouldn't you do for your daughter who calls you by name? Father, I thank you for the clear direction that you're going to give her, Lord, and the choices that she's having to make, Father. Father, let her not be afraid, Lord. Let her know that she can rely and trust upon your word. You're a good father. You're a good father. Father, you've never let her lack. Lord, remind her of all the times that you've been there. Even if it seems like it's the last moment, it's not. Father, let her be able to see the roof overhead, and where it's been cold and rainy, Lord, she's got somewhere to be in shelter. Lord, we talked earlier about Psalms 91, where it says, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty." She's going to say of her Lord, it's her God and refuge, Lord, that she can trust, Father. And, Father, you cover her with your pinions when she feels left and alone, Father. You're there with her at all times. Lord, make it so evident and so clear. Even bring someone along the way, Lord, to speak into her life and encourage her, Father. Not only just us, but, Lord, there's other believers alongside of her, Lord, to encourage her and give her your word, Father. Father, I thank you that you're going to give her a word and a vision, Father, of the things that you have for her and that she can hold on to it steadfast. And she'll put it into her heart and she'll believe it, Lord. Father, I thank you right now, Lord, that you are bringing forth your word that you said for 2017, that you are going to prosper your people. Father, I stand right now in the gap with her saying, I believe. Lord, mix our faith together, Lord. Let her know that she's not alone and you're right there with her at all times, Lord. And you hear her cries and her petitions. I just thank you, Father, for covering her with your love. I thank you, Lord, for your divine protection over her. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Dr. Judy, you wanted to pray for her as well?
I would love to. Father God, we bring this precious handmaiden, and Lord, I put my faith in agreement with the scriptures and the experiences that Yvonne just spoke. And Lord, we ask that you hasten over every scripture that she prayed. We stand on God's word in agreement that today is the beginning that a new day dawns, and that, Lord, we stand on your word that your mercy is new every day. We stand on your word that you, Father God, will supply our every need. And so, Father, I bring every prayer petition. I speak over her life. I also pray for her family, and I thank you that a new day dawns. And through the prayers that have been spoken and in the power of agreement, there will be a testimony, and there will be a high five and a shout out. Look what the Lord has done, in Jesus' name.
Yes, amen. I would like to thank you two ladies for calling in. If anybody else wants to call in, you can call in at 929-477-1994. Also, I want to encourage you, Bride, to check us out on Facebook at WATB Radio. We're at our website at watbradio.com. If y'all would hold just a moment, we're going to take a quick little commercial. And then, Dr. Judy, I would like for you to pray to send us out for the night. One moment.
Hello, Bride. We would like to invite you to SheNet Global's 2017 convention in Atlanta, Georgia. Hear Dr. Judy and Ms. Magda talk about it.
Them. So would you please tell everyone how to find out
Okay, now, Bride, we're back. Listen, we have another caller that's called in, if y'all don't mind praying for another person. Who is this that just called in from area code 919-616?
Oh, this is Jeremy.
Hello, what's your name again?
This is Renee.
Oh, it's Renee again. I'm sorry, Renee. I didn't see it. I saw you call back in. Okay, Dr. Judy, if you don't mind praying for us to end the call today, we'd really appreciate it.
Father God, we just give you praise for this amazing day. Here it is, January the 9th. And Lord, we thank you for everything that you've done these last 9 days according to your word. We thank you, Lord, that we stand on your word because you are that solid foundation, that rock. I thank you, Lord, that nothing matters more than knowing God's purposes for your life. Lord, we want to know it specifically. You said many are the plans of man, but the purposes of God would stand. You said, Lord, alignment for the assignment. You also said, Lord, in your word, that you are a lamp and a light to our feet and our path. So, Lord, as we endeavor to know you more and know every one of our own, the purposes, the will, that we're destined for greatness, that we identify as your children and as the bride, nothing can compensate for knowing you. And so, Lord, we thank you that 2017 is the year of the breakthrough. Thank you, Lord. 2017 is going to be one of these years that we can proclaim, look what the Lord has done. We thank you, Lord, that you are going to unify the body of Christ, and every individual is going to have a personal encounter with you. As they seek you, they will find you. Thank you for the team that's taken their valuable time and been on this prayer call tonight. We thank you for the many answered prayers of individuals, of families, of healings, of deliverance, in particularly salvations. Because, Lord, we know that there's nothing too hard for you, and that when an individual, because you gave your life and your love never fails and your love covers a multitude of sin, that you will cause the body of Christ to rise up and once again not be afraid to introduce someone to you. We thank you, Lord, that everything we put our hands to do, we're blessed and we're highly favored. We speak a special blessing upon Dr. June Knight for taking the time, for allowing us to be on her radio program. And we thank you. We give you praise, Lord, for what you have done and what you're going to do, because America is great again, in Jesus'
name. Amen. All right, Bride. Well, God bless you. Look, every morning at 7:14, the team gathers and we pray. So if you have prayer requests, just let us know. Look, you can check this all out at wearethebride.us. We have a whole page set up for the 2017 Prayer Initiative. Okay, Bride, thank you so much. God bless you. Have a good evening. Thank you, team, for giving us time tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Love you. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
God bless y'all. Good night.